Hello and welcome to Oxcast, your weekly daily info update on what's coming ahead in Oxford events. Today is the 5th of December, I believe, and we are going to be covering events right up to next Wednesday. So all of the exciting things that are happening in the city. First of all, we have some pantomime, more pantomime, year upon year, like a sort of grim march towards death. It's Aladdin and His Magic Lamp, which starts at the North Wall Arts Centre tomorrow. So that's by Creation Theatre. It's an Oxford company, and they, of course, have an impressive record of great shows. And this year's Panto should hopefully be no exception, full of traditional fun. It's got Widow Twanky, it's got silly songs, and, of course, it's got great big genies. So that will be running right up until Christmas. I should mention at this stage that I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And I'm Patrick Vale.
So he's joining me in the studio. What have you got for us, Patrick?
Well, last week we very briefly touched on a fundraising gig called Juve, which was going to happen at the O2 Academy. This is a fundraiser for the Cowley Road Carnival, which listeners may remember has been on most of the sort of last years up until about 2 years ago, when it very sadly sort of ran out of its funding cycle and was put on the back burner. Now, there is a charitable trust, Cowley Roadworks, whose mission in life is to bring the carnival back to Cowley Road.
That's a good mission to have, isn't it?
I really think so. Yeah. We're very supportive of it at Daily Info. We love the carnival. We'd really like to see it back again. In order to help do this, they need money. It's very expensive to run these things. Mm-hmm. You need an awful lot of staff and the health and safety and, yes, and risk assessments. I mean, it just to touch on the scratch the surface of what goes into running a kind of event
so
like this.
So how can we help them get that money?
I'm glad you asked, Alwyn. There are very many ways you can help. Probably the easiest and most immediately fun is to go to one of the many fundraising events that are happening. The next one you can go to is on Friday the 21st of this very month of December. Mm-hmm. It's called Silent Night. It's going to be at the Ultimate Picture Palace on Jern Street. It's a rather spectacular evening of Charlie Chaplin, classic films, with a live music soundtrack paid by the fantastic Mighty Wurlitzer. So that's on the EUPP on Friday the 21st. There's also a festive fund with drinks and raffle, and that's all for £10 concessions or £12 full price. If you want to do anything else to help, there are going to be more events coming up which will be on the podcast. You can also donate directly to Cowley Roadworks through their website, which is cowleyroadcarnival.co.uk. And also, if you want to volunteer or suggest something or get involved with another community event which can run alongside the carnival, which is what they're kind of aiming to do in next 2013 in July, then they're very happy to hear from you. So go for it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm very glad to hear that we've got such an exciting and community-focused thing happening. What about something else non-Cowley Road Carnival related?
Something that you might be interested in if you were a fan of Dickens. There's some Christmas theatre at the Pegasus this week. The show is called What's the Dickens? Can you guess what it's about?
Might it be about cannabis smuggling in South America?
Well, it might well be, knowing some Victorian novels of the time, but my information has thus far told me that it stars a certain young Charles Dickens as a reporter who stumbles across a dangerous mystery.
So cannabis smuggling mystery, yes.
It will almost certainly be that. Fast-paced, ramshackle, it'll be running to the end of December. It's a tale of thwarted love, bitter revenge, and dancing cockneys.
Sounds good. Three of my favourite things.
And if you weren't entirely attracted by that, goodness knows why, what else can you do?
Well, I do have something, actually. It's a kids' show, basically, but it is a little bit different. If you don't want to take them along to one of these many pantomimes that are going on around the city, you can instead go to The Snow Goose.
So what is that?
Well, it's a kind of bird. No, it's a show. It describes itself as a dazzling sound and light show, telling a story of healing and heroism in the dark days of the Second World War. And it's all narrated by the voice of Patrick Stewart. So it's all a little bit sort of out of the ordinary. So this wartime tale is really designed for children aged sort of 8 to 15, but it is apparently suitable for and hopefully exciting for all the family. So that runs until Tuesday to Saturday next week in St. John the Evangelist Church.
Okay, that does sound interesting. I saw a Bourne play which was set in the Second World War.
Oh, really?
The version of Cinderella. It was very good, actually. Yeah. And there were a surprising number of families there, so you might not think that is kind of suitable family material, but it seemed to work okay. And who would not go to something with Patrick Stewart narrating it?
Patrick Stewart. I mean, I fear he won't be there in presence, but his spirit and voice will, more importantly, be
there. And you can always look up very good Patrick Stewart compilation videos on YouTube, which are
They always say some extraordinary things,
don't they? Just moving back onto the ranch.
Yes.
If you're into classical music, there are some treats for you in store this weekend. First off, if you like the Oxford Proms, they're presenting a star pianist, Mami Shikimori, on Friday in the Hollywell Music Room. And if you want to get into a more holiday mood, mm-hmm. Something more traditional and festive, there'll be a Christmas carol concert by the City of Oxford Orchestra. Favourites like Zadok the Priest and sing-along carols, which sounds like great fun.
I think Zadok the Priest should be a sing-along. I've always liked that song, especially the bit where it gets the, you know, the big swell of music. Zadok! Mm. But when's that?
That is this Sunday in the Sheldon. I've sung in Zadok the Priest.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Can you give us a better rendition than my own?
I couldn't hope to top what you've just given us. I wouldn't want to hurt the audience's ears.
So charming and sarcastic.
This is going to be at the Sheldonian Theatre.
Great. Another musical feature that we've dug up for you this week. It's something for those who work 9 to 5. It is a musical version of the Hollywood film entitled 9 to 5.
I see what they've done there.
Yes, and that's on at the New Theatre in Oxford this week until Saturday. So most people probably know it best from the theme song, sung famously by Dolly Parton. So we sent along our Daily Info reviewer, Gabrielle Brown, to find out what else it's about. And she has come back with a very interesting report. She says it's fantastic, funny, exciting, and the perfect antidote for anyone who's stuck 9 to 5 in an office job. Although, as she points out, nowadays, working 9 to 5 sounds a bit cushy, really, doesn't it, actually? It's 9 to 5 is set in the early 80s, and nowadays, 9 to 6 or even longer hours. I think Gabrielle summed it up best when she said that the likelihood of not being psychologically spat on if you leave your desk before 6 is zilch. So, yeah.
Remind you of anywhere, Alan?
This was Alan Collinson reporting from the Daily Info offices. If you can hear this, please send help. I'm trapped.
You'll never get away.
Exactly. It does, actually. It sounds really good. That's on until Saturday this week. So until next week, where we will be coming back with more Oxford events, you can see everything else on our website.
That's www.dailyinfo.co.uk. Also, with your mobile phone, do look at our mobile version. It works quite well. Do get to us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, Facebook dailyinfo.oxford, or info@dailyinfo.co.uk.
Yep.
We hope you have a great week. I've been Patrick Bell.
I've been Alan Collins, and talk to you next week.